folds of his pasty white cheeks, and his lips hurled the dollar bill mark on the curb, and the lights from the ride showed a mischievous sparkle that flashed in his hollow white stare. He said, "Little girl, you can chop off my legs and then peel off my socks if you want to. But I'd rather you took this old puppet from me that I hold in my pail as we speak." And he stood looking down at the innocent girl, and she stared like a puppet bewildered, till he lifted the doll for the young girl to see, and a giant smile grew on his face. She saw the doll's eyes and she couldn't resist, and she thanked the man quickly and ran to the church, and she burst through the doorway with puppet held high. sister stood the sugar head. The joggers were approaching. As she knew, she had no choice left but to swim. The frosty water sank its bitter teeth into her eyes. She tried to slide the heavy clothing from her skin. Then now she made her way toward the shore, when suddenly she felt a tiny tugging at her toe. And the puppet she flipped wrapped its tiny little arms around her ankle.